Federal prosecutors are trying for the second time to win a bribery conviction against Ohio Congressman Jim Traficant. Mr. Traficant won acquittal in 1983 on charges that he took payoffs from organized crime. Now the Democrat faces trial again. Prosecutors have unsealed an indictment accusing him of taking money from government contractors, business leaders, even his own staff, NPR Steve Inskeep reports.
Congressman Jim Traficant represents an old steel town, and he speaks the rough language of the old union halls. In the 1980s, the Democrat made dramatic efforts to persuade Youngstown steel mills not to shut down. When he failed, the congressman once suggested that somebody should grab a mill owner by the throat and stretch him a couple inches. Jim Callen is a Youngstown attorney who's organized local efforts to fight corruption.
He's appealed to working-class people in this community. He's represented the voice that many people who don't feel they have much power can express through him. In looking at these charges, again, if they prove out to be true, I think they make it clear that he really betrayed the people.
Flipping through the 41-page indictment, Jim Callen says he's startled to read that Traficant allegedly accepted thousands of dollars from wealthy businessmen, including a man named J.J. Cafaro.
His father was a very large mall developer who had a great deal of political influence on the state level and nationally. Since his father's death, J.J. has kind of assumed that role within the family.
Prosecutors say that on March 29, 1998, J.J. Cafaro bought Traficant a meal at a Washington restaurant called Taverna. The meal cost $157. That's a relatively minor ethics violation. But prosecutors say Cafaro bought Traficant another expensive meal on May 6th, and another on May 20th, and on June 17th and June 23rd, and on July 14th, 16th, and 23rd, and three more times in September, twice in October, and 17 times the following year. In the midst of all the eating, Cafaro allegedly agreed to buy a broken-down boat from Traficant and handed him an envelope containing $13,000 in cash. Then, one day, Traficant said he needed an electric generator and a welding torch. So Cafaro bought them. During all this time, Congressman Traficant was working for Cafaro. He was trying to convince the Federal Aviation Administration to buy a product manufactured by one of Cafaro's companies. Yesterday, J.J. Cafaro released a statement admitting that his lobbying crossed over the line of legal conduct. Congressman Traficant owns a horse farm outside Youngstown, and he allegedly got contractors to do free construction work there. He then fought to gain them federal contracts. The congressman has been under investigation for years, and he's long predicted his indictment. In a recent interview with NPR, he suggested that federal prosecutors were out to get him.
So for me to talk about any other matters in the case or any more would be imprudent.
Have you received cars, construction work on your farm, or other favors?
If I did, that'll be adjudicated by 12 jurors. And I will look 12 jurors in the eye, and I'm beginning to get ready for that battle. Do you understand that, Inskeep? I don't think you understand the situation here. You're talking to a guy that has a bullseye on his back. He had on for years.
Traficant claims the government is corrupt, not him. But yesterday, as word of the indictment began to leak out, the congressman met with Ohio reporters and cheerfully praised his opponents.
They are excellent, well-trained, and they know how to manipulate the variables of the federal system and the court system quite well. I will challenge them.
Traficant says he will conduct his own defense. That's exactly what he did the last time he was indicted in 1983. He was a county sheriff then. He was caught on tape talking to mafia leaders about the bribes they'd paid him, yet he convinced the jury that he'd taken the money as part of a sting operation. He became a folk hero in Youngstown's Mahoning River Valley. Youngstown State University political science professor Paul Sarasik says to some people, Traficant still is.
And I think there's still the mindset there that they blame the outside world for harming the economy to such a degree and harming their personal lives, that they really accept a story like this, where, well, this is just the federal government against us, and Jim Traficant's like the little guy fighting the federal government, and now they're going to try to squash him, too.
In that sense, the federal indictment threatens something that may be more important to Jim Traficant than just winning or losing another trial. It threatens his image. The indictment charges that even as he gained headlines as a protector of the working man, Traficant was shaking down his own employees. Traficant's congressional staff allegedly had to pay him off to keep their jobs. Every payday, his administrative assistant had a routine. he cashed his government check, stuffed some of the money in an envelope, and slid it quietly under Jim Trafficant's office door. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.